This week's parasha, we learn about the mitzvah of Shemitah, and the Torah begins that Moshe was given this mitzvah at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. What's unique about Mount Sinai? You know, kids say, I'm going up on the plane, so I'm going to be closer to Hashem. I remember one of my kids once asked me on a flight, are we closer to Hashem now? Should I daven now? Because we're on a plane, we're up in the heavens. So no. We don't view it that you're closer to Hashem because you're up in the clouds. You might be better off going to the Kotel to daven, but going up into the clouds, that's not what brings you closer to Hashem. So Moshe did not ascend Mount Sinai in order to get closer to Hashem because he's on a higher elevation. That's not the idea. The idea is twofold. Number one, at the top of Mount Sinai, Hashem made a revelation, what we call the Shechina. Hashem said, I will reveal myself over here, and Moshe alone is invited. So Moshe went up, and when we say Moshe went up, two things happened. Geographically, he went up the mountain, he went closer to the place where Hashem revealed himself, and he also elevated himself in his mind. He went up to a level of prophecy. What happened at Sinai? Hashem revealed himself, and all of the Jewish people were elevated to a level of prophecy. Our sages say that when the Jewish people came to Sinai, so then the negative impact of the serpent in the Garden of Eden stopped. The Jewish people were now taken out of the impact of what the snake had done in the Garden of Eden. What had the serpent done in the Garden of Eden? So it says, Vayanichehu began Eden. Hashem gave Adam peace in the Garden of Eden. We ordinarily translate it as Hashem placed him in the Garden of Eden. Says the Rambam, no. It doesn't say Hashem placed him. It says Vayanichehu from the term Noach, from the term comfortable. God gave Adam an existence that was an existence that was comfortable because he conceptually he was connected to his creator throughout. Along came a creature which is called Nachash. The term Nachash means superstitious, one who thinks that things are up to chance. In Hebrew we say Linachesh. When you want to guess what the outcome will be, it's called Nichush. Is this going to give me the sign? Along comes this creature that's called Nachash. And the Nachash seduces Eve to a different reality. There are other things in this world. You can outsmart God. Now Adam is no longer at peace in the Garden of Eden. If I live in a world where I realize Hashem runs the world, I can be at peace. Vayanicheu, Hashem gave him a peaceful existence. And then Hashem says, now you can't have access the Eitz HaChayim, which is the Torah. At Sinai, Hashem gave us the Torah, which is the key to an existence of the Garden of Eden, an existence of peace. What is the fight between Eve and the snake? Hu yeshufcha rosh, God says to the snake, Eve and her descendants will smash you on the head. Why on the head? Because you're trying to affect their thought. You're trying the nichush, this idea that I shouldn't be at peace with my existence in God's world because maybe I can undo what God's planning. Maybe God doesn't have a handle on what's happening in my life, as Eov said. That's what's going to be smashed by Eve. On the other hand, when the serpent affects us, it says, Vehu v'ata teshufenu akev. It's the exact opposite extremity. You can pull man down by the heel. The snake, or this concept, pulls man down from their elevated state. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Sinai to give us the mitzvah of Shemitah. Our sages say, at Sinai we received the whole Torah. The whole Torah, which is the way back to the Garden of Eden, to an existence of peace. Laila Tov.